Welcome to the Florida Grown Femme Podcast,
where best friends Janet and Sage cover everything from sex to Starbucks.
Grab a coffee and join.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Florida Grown Femmes. I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage.
And this week, this question of the week, we kind of have a different topic for you, and we're going to approach it a little bit differently for you today. Sage, what is the question of the day?
The question is, should you change for a relationship? And I do want to specify that we're talking about romantic relationships today.
Yes, that's true. We did just do our breakup. Are we breaking up edition about friendships? And this is specifically about romantic relationships. And when you first brought up this topic to me, or this question, I was like, well, obviously, no, you're not supposed to change for a relationship. But I was thinking about how that goes from I don't know if you'll know this pop culture reference or whatever, but Jennifer Aniston is known for changing her style based on the guy that she dates. And I just remember this People article that breaks down when she was dating John Mayer, when she was dating Justin Theroux versus Brad Pitt versus her single phase and stuff, where I'm when you first asked this question, I was I took it at a very high level of no, you don't conform your beliefs or changes to your man, but it can also be as superficial as that. And maybe people do change over time. What do you think, Sage?
What do I think about if people change over time or if we should change in our relationship?
Should you change in a relationship?
Oh, I think it's complicated.
Well, I was gonna say, when you first brought up the topic to me, what were you thinking about? What did you mean by change?
Well, I was thinking about first of all, you make a good point of something big about you, religion. That's one kind of change. Your style seems like a smaller change, but it's still a part of you. And then there are other little changes that are maybe your habits, so how you load the dishwasher or, which side of the bed you sleep on, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so I think what you've already started is kind of this separating a small change versus a big change.
Yeah.
A small change of I load the dishwasher differently, or a big change of and now I have a whole new set of beliefs.
Right.
And I think that just to answer the question quick, which I still want to discuss, but I think that little changes are inevitable in the sense of to live comfortably with another person, to be in the same space comfortably with another person. You may have to make some small adjustments to the way you do things, but it shouldn't be one person manipulating or controlling that. It should come from a place of compromise. On the other hand, should you change your belief system, your values, the things that are, really embedded in who you are, I would say that that's probably not going to last in the long term. Maybe, but it might not.
Do you some of these little changes over time, I think you make a good point. When you start to live with someone, you have to change a little bit. You are literally changing. You are not in the same space that you were before. There are another person is in your space, and it does change over time. And it's so interesting how you say that, because I wasn't even thinking about those little things that happen over time, where it's my temperature setting has changed, in my living room.
On the thermostat.
I would prefer it to be 74, 75. Patrick would prefer the lowest I will keep it on for him when he comes in is 72. He would prefer it to be 69. And I'm bro, this is my AC, my bill.
This is an igloo.
But yeah, but when we lived together, oh my God, one of our things was I am constantly cold, because it is but yeah, you have to compromise in those little things. I brought up earlier where I feel women change more in a relationship for men. And I know that maybe that isn't as like scientific, I'm sure I could Google and stuff, studies like why women change and stuff. But I feel like I see that within my friend group, where it can be as little as, oh, this person now suddenly really likes craft beer and is suddenly like all about craft beer and wants to go to breweries, to I've seen friends who go from like, I can't wait to be a mom and I can't like wait to get married, like that's my goal, to, oh, well, that's not really what like he wants, so is that really what I want? And I don't really want that now. Like it would be, I would be too anxious to be a mom now. Like I see those type of gradual changes, systematic changes. And I don't know, like, do you think, have you in your life, have you ever seen like your friends change for a guy?
Well, I've seen my friends. I wouldn't say it's, I don't know if I've noticed the gender part, but I've seen my friends change in relationships 100%, guy or girl or otherwise. And what I notice is like there are different types of people. There are people who are more strong-willed, and there's people who are more, they want peace in their life. And so I feel like those people are more likely to change for the sake of like peace in their relationship, whether they're a guy or a girl, you know?
Do you think that like in relationships, there's always someone that's like stronger, like there's someone that's strong and there's someone that's like wanting peace?
I used to think that. I used to think that. And now I don't think that anymore. And I'll give you an example. Time and I are both like, we are very strong-willed, but in different ways. We are very stubborn, but in very different ways. Timon is very like stubborn in a physical sense. Like he wants this thing or to do that thing. And I'm more stubborn in like, this is right and this is wrong, or I believe this or I believe that, and more inflexible in my belief systems, you know? And it is interesting. I know. And I have noticed that I have learned to be more like, sure, you want bacon for dinner, fine, you know? And you know him in other ways. And I was telling somebody that I'm really glad that Timon and I are together. Both of us are stubborn, both of us are strong-willed, and I'm glad we're together, because if there was somebody in this relationship who was maybe a little bit, I don't want to say softer, I'm missing the word for that, but somebody who is more an empath or something, you know, they might get bulldozed in our relationship. Whereas Timon and I are more like, I compare us a lot to like a rock and a wave, but not waves in like the wimpy way. Waves are very strong. Rocks are very strong. And we like balance each other out in a way. And I know couples who are the opposite of that, where they're both like soft empath, like, what do you want? What do you, let's do this. Like, you know, softer compromise, you know? And I just think, thank God those people found each other.
Yeah.
And not a bulldozer. Because I think you have a huge problem when you have like a soft person who's more like, hey, whatever you want, let's do that. You know, more willing to compromise. And then you have a bulldozer rock who's like, no, I'm not changing. I'm not compromising my beliefs and my views. Like, this is how it is, you know? And I'm not saying that a bulldozer and something soft, a feather can't make it work, but I feel like you have a lot more potential for abuse, manipulation, control. You know, the bulldozer really has to pull it back. The feather really has to stand up for themselves. But if you got a feather and a feather, easier. If you got a bulldozer and a bulldozer, you know, easier in a sense that you're at least probably less likely to get into manipulation, get into control, get into, you know, that kind of stuff.
That makes sense. I think what I'm hearing is like, you need to, it's all about not right match for you. Like if you are a bulldozer, like, you probably don't want to go with another bulldozer, but you might want to go with someone that is like gravel.
It doesn't mind being in between.
Like that doesn't mind being like going this way. And so, okay. So maybe I was thinking about, you know, there was this, can't believe this is like one of those like examples that like never leaves you as far as like school lessons. And it was psychology in high school. Mr. Trincy had us do, like, I will never forget this lesson where he made all of us write 20 questions that we want to ask our spouse one day. He gave us the assignment. He's like, imagine, like, he was like, these are things, he's like, write out questions that one day, like, if you, when you think about it, he's like, you're not going to get married now. He was like, none of you should be getting married right now. But he's like, down the line, when you think about it, like, what are things you want to know about your spouse? Like, what, and he talked about it, how, like, you know, some people get into relationships and they never end up asking these questions, and then it's too late kind of deal. And I remember, and he had us literally like practice saying the questions out loud to each other kind of deal. And he's like, literally, like, get practice saying it, like, practice saying it out loud. And then he had like anybody that was comfortable, like, we did, like, it wasn't like mock setups, but it was, we'd be back to back to, like, I was like, you know, me to another guy, and we practiced saying the questions out loud. And like what Trincy would do, and he's like, okay, based on these answers, imagine like these, he's like, not these people, but imagine like the, like someone who's like with like this person. He's like, so this person has a different faith and this person has a different faith. And they both say that their faith is uncompromising, that they would not change for another person. Does it make sense for them to be in this relationship then? And he went over like, what are you, and essentially like the lesson was, what are, like, out of these 20 questions, what are the questions that like your spouse like has to answer? Like, what things are like the most in question? Like, like, what did you, like, you know, like, did you just learn that, like, okay, it's not as important for you to find out that like they don't come from like a background that you enjoy versus like this person doesn't believe in like that Superstore's the funniest show on earth, you know, like type of stuff. And I, that lesson really stuck with me because obviously I'm still talking about it now, like 15 years later, but you know, that lesson never escaped me, of that, like, if you can't ask certain questions to your partner, one, that is the biggest red flag, but two, like, it, you know, that is something that's important in a relationship. And there are some questions that need to be asked. And I think people are afraid because they want, you know, there's all these things like, you want to be in love, you want to be married, you don't, you want to be in a partnership, that sometimes you, you don't always ask the right questions. And I think that leads to people changing or like not even knowing that they're changing. And so I was just thinking of like, what are some things like you shouldn't change on? And so I have a few examples, Sage, on like what you think of, like, is this something that people, not just women, like in a relationship should be flexible on? And so the first thing I have is politics. Is that something that people in relationships should be flexible on or willing to change on?
Well, I think it in probably a lot of these, I would have a similar answer, but it's like, what does that mean to you? You know, what does that mean to you? Is politics in your, you know, top three must have, you will never change your political view things? Because some, for some people, not you and me, but for some people, politics isn't a big deal, you know? So I would say, like, if you don't really care about politics, which I don't suggest, but if you don't care about politics, then you probably don't, it's probably not as high of a value for you what your partner has. In general, though, I don't think your political, you should actively change your political views to match your relationship. No, I don't, that doesn't make sense to me, you know? And again, the same with religion, or the same with, you know, some of these heavy hitter topics. On the same token though, that doesn't mean that people can't make it work who have different views. It's just, where is that on your list of non-compromise? For example, this is a very controversial example. I have a friend whose parents, one of them is a Christian and who actually left like a cultish situation, but she's still a believer. And her husband is an atheist. And when they met, that's how it was. She was escaping a cult. He was an atheist. And she's still a believer. And they've been married forever. And they love each other so much. And they are so cute together. And so it's kind of like they didn't change, but they also made it work.
No, that makes sense. I was thinking like, because you're nailing what I think is like the general truth. Like the general truth is like, politics, religion, mindset, beliefs don't have to have a play in relationship unless you give them power to. But I do also think there's things that like you, like what you're saying, you shouldn't change on, but there should be things that you're aware of, like that your partner feels the same way. Like as when it comes to politics, like, you know, I don't think you need to, Democrats need to marry Democrats or Republicans need to marry Republicans. But at this point in our lives, like the question I have for, I think my spouse is like, you know, do you believe January 6th was an insurrection or not? Like, do you think that Trump is good for this country or not? And yeah. I think those, like those two things, because that's where we are in America, at least, because I think it's a little bit probably easier, because I say politics because like in America, I think it's so ingrained right now, especially because we're so, it's just part of society right now. We're very like on edge, we're against each other and stuff. So it feels like we need to have like these drawn lines, like, oh, you're on team this and you're on team that, but really it's, we need to just be team humanity. But
and in a relationship, you need to be team relationship first, you know, but I think it is important. I think it is important because for you, Janet, you know, politics is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
This has to be on the same page in your relationship, you know, not, but that's not true for everybody.
Right.
But for you, it is. And so for you, I'm like, yeah, this is in your, let's say top three non-negotiables. Yeah. If you changed, if you jumped the shark on this one, I would be shocked.
Right.
And I would be concerned for your well-being. And I would be like red flag binging everywhere in your relationship if you like suddenly became a Republican. No offense to either side, but just knowing you, you know, that would be insane.
No, I think that makes sense. Because I was just thinking about like what you were saying, where it's like when you look at your friends and stuff and like, are they changing? Are they changing for the better? Like, is it okay that they're changing in a relationship? It's like, yeah, like, okay, it's one thing, like you said, like my non-negotiables, yeah, are like my faith, my politics, and probably like weed.
I think that counts under politics. I would put like,
yeah, you know, whatever, like, you know, like it's true. Like I, because of my faith and stuff, like I probably mm-hmm. couldn't marry a non-Christian because right. of my political beliefs. Mm-hmm. I could marry a Republican, but if you don't believe that women should be in power, like if you're not a feminist, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. we wouldn't get along. And like, right, you know, right, like, right. yeah, that wouldn't, like, if you don't believe women should be pastors, like we're never like gonna, like that no, is something that shouldn't happen. Like those things are important to me kind of deal, because those shouldn't change. When like this just makes me start thinking about like, just like, when is the red flag? Like, obviously like the red flags are for friends are like when they start changing their beliefs, where it doesn't start matching them. Like I said, gave that example before where I have a friend that mm-hmm. over the last 10 years or actually 12 years of being in a relationship. And again, people change, like, especially with that time period and stuff, going from like, I always wanted to be a mom to no longer wanting to be a mom. And just it's because of like that partner, like that, I feel like as a friend, it's hard to watch, like stand by and watch. And it's like, mm-hmm. you don't want to see your friend compromise for over somebody else.
Well, and I think the question comes back to like, where, you know, where is our position as a friend? Like, obviously we can't choose for them. We, as a friend, we want the best for them. We want them to be happy in life, you know? And so I think coming at it as a friend, if I saw that in my friend, I would be like, I would ask in an open question way. I would come at it very soft and say like, wow, like, you know, like this is a big change for you. You know, a couple years ago, we were just talking about, you know, your dream to become a mom. Like, are you sure about this? You know, and not like, you know, not in a sense of not coming at it like, you know, that guy's changing you, red flag, kick him out. You know what I mean? Obviously, I don't think you would do that, but like, you know what I'm yeah. saying? Like, come at it soft. Cause I think it is okay to care for your friends. And I think sometimes I think people feel that they do have to compromise on those big issues. And having kids is a big ticket. It's up there with politics and religion, finances, kids. Like, that's a big ticket item to turn around on. You know, I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
Right.
But it is a big ticket item to consider. And I think some people do feel that they have to compromise on those big ticket items. And I would say like, man, if you're compromising on the things that make you who you are,
yeah.
you know, the aspects of your identity that you hope for or whatever, are we sure that this is the right partner for you? You know, mm. and maybe if you've been searching for a long time or had, you know, bad luck, like, you're like, fine, I don't have kids, but like everything else about this person tracks. So it's fine. Okay. Yeah. That's their choice. You know?
No, you're good.
I was going to say, I think one of the things that like, just talking about like maybe at the dating stage or the premarital stage, because I have done some premarital counseling, I will continue in the future to offer that. And one of the things that's really hard for me with couples who are not married yet is explaining to them this tension that people, something about your partner will change and some things will never change and you will not know which is which. Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. your future partner, some things will change, some things will never change, and you are not privy to know what's what.
Yeah.
And this is something where I am so grateful in my relationship, in my marriage, that, you know, we have changed. We have changed a lot since we got to know each other in 2010, which was what, 10 plus years
12 ago years ago.
Oh shit. 12 years ago now. We've both changed a lot physically, in our maturity, our spirituality, like so much has changed. And somehow something about each other continues to attract the other person. It's something, and we've talked about this, it's something beyond what I can see, you know? And there's something about Tymon that I can't really express in words, that can't change about him, because it's a deep-seated who he is inside. You know, it's not his political view or something like that. And so I would just say, like, you know, if you're making the decision, if you're thinking about getting married or something, you're wondering if you should change in a relationship or if you should marry that person, like, that for me is the biggest question. Like, can you love this person in front of you regardless of how they're going to change and regardless of how they're not going to change? Because we can change ourselves, but like, you cannot change your partner.
Yeah.
And I don't even know, again, as I said before, changing yourself, how sustainable is it?
Yeah.
You know, we are creatures of habit. You know, we can change.
Yeah.
But
like, who we are doesn't, like, I think what you're saying is like, like, who we are shouldn't change. But like, you know, I was just thinking, like, what you said, like, how, like, with Patrick and I, we've been together on and off for the last like 5-6 years. And like, when he first dated me, I hated reality TV shows and I never watched true crime. And now that is what I'm all about. And like,
exactly.
You know, and it's little things like that where I was thinking, you know, for pop culture references, like Courtney and Travis, like Courtney got a lot of shit for, now she's like dresses like a rocker, like goth, you know, girl or whatever. And it's like, yeah, those things can change. Like, you know, you can still dress like as an actor, like, you know, like you can put on different clothes, but like, you still are who you are at the end of the day. Exactly. I love what you're saying, Sage, where it's like, I think I read some statistic that like, it's like every 3 to 7 years, like we change, like as human beings, like we physically change and also like just change as individuals. And as long as, like, you know, it's like, yeah, their growth happens and like some things are sustainable and stuff, like, you know, I think when you talk about like sustainability and like the changes you're trying to make, I kind of look at like, you know, are you trying to be, go from someone that's like, you know, morning person to night, you know, or an owl, you know, become an evening owl or like things like that, or to like, you know, going from someone to being like, going from a homebody to someone that goes to the bars every night. Like, those are different things that can change and maybe they're okay. But as long as like the core of who you are stays the same, it's okay to change-ish. Like, it's okay to change. But I was also just thinking, it's okay to change, like, if you, the more informed you get too, because something I was thinking about, like, is with your friends and even like, even different like political things, like if you become more informed, so let's say like you, like, I was just thinking like, okay, so like, what would you do in a situation where your spouse, maybe you've been married for a couple years and you guys were on the same like faith, like belief, but then something happens to your spouse and they come to you and they're like in a different, like, they're like, you know, I go like to your friends, like maybe like the opposite. It was like, they were both two people of faith. And then like, he's like, you know what? I'm an atheist now. Like, how do
it
you
happen?
Yeah,
it happens. And I guess most, like, people get a divorce.
Do you think most that's okay?
Well, okay. I don't know. Most people, if let's say person A, they were both Christians, person A decides they're an atheist now. Person B is like, oh no, God is the most important thing in my life. I cannot be at all with an atheist. Like, that's not going to work because person B's values, like, don't allow any space or room for person A anymore, you know? And this is a great example of, you can marry someone who right now fits, checks all your boxes, and they may change in a very drastic way. And you cannot always see that coming. You know, you just can't always predict that or see that coming. And, you know, is it okay? Well, you, the listener, has to be the decider of that. You know, like, do my values hold space for this? If Timon told me tomorrow, like, no, he's an atheist, like, that wouldn't really affect me as much as if he told me he murdered somebody or cheated on me. Honest. Okay. Because, like, you know, that's his own journey with faith. And for me, like, a person's faith journey is very personal. And I love Timon beyond what he believes. I love him as a person and who he is. And so, yeah, for me, it wouldn't be a deal breaker, you know?
I'm not saying that's going to happen. Beyond his beliefs, I think, is something where I'm like, whoa, that's a good, like, that alone is something to kind of, like, think on and reflect on, is like, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of love that. Like, loving someone beyond their beliefs and what those beliefs that you can love beyond as well. Like, and it's going to be different per person, because, like, I was just thinking about, like, with cheating and stuff, where I'm like, there's the women that stand by their man and then the women that don't, and both have their reasons and you can justify it biblically by both. And I was just thinking the same thing, versus the same thing that justify staying and not. And, like, I think we hear the verse, like, so often more where it's like, you're supposed to stay, but there are verses that also support leaving. And I think I really thought this was going to be a lot more black and white. Like, you change this. And I didn't think I was going to expect that. Like, it really is, like, on a case by case. And I hate those type of things where I want to give out, like, super solid advice at the end of this episode. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that, like, it really is a case by case, like, scenario. And
it's personal. That's what I want to say. This is very, very deeply personal. How you change, what you change about yourself, your partner, if they change, how they change. These are very personal things that I don't feel like, you know, as you said, you can give a black and white answer for, because it's at the individual's level to decide how they're going to change, if they're going to change, what they're going to change, and if they're going to stay with the person who has changed, you know? And I think that, I mean, this episode isn't about, you know, isn't really about divorce, but we kind of did go there. And I just feel like that is unfortunately an option for some people where people change so much that it doesn't work anymore. Yeah. And it's unfortunate, but it does happen, you know? And I think that it is important to know, though, maybe going in, what your non-negotiables are, but then to realize, like, hey, just because these are my non-negotiables doesn't mean that that person isn't going to change in that way, because we can't control our partner. We cannot, like, it's just not guaranteed. You cannot control your partner. And I think it's important to know that, like, it's also not your fault if your partner changes in your non-negotiable area. It's not your fault. If time and tomorrow becomes an atheist, again, this is just a random example. If he tomorrow becomes an atheist, like, that's not my fault.
Yeah.
But I do get to choose how I move forward with that. And like I said, I love him beyond his beliefs. It's already chosen. The decision for me is I've already decided if he's an atheist or a Christian, I don't care. I'm going to be with him, you know? So I think that it is important, though, to sit on those hard topics and make a decision for yourself now. And then again, when it comes up, because it's really easy to say right now, well, if he cheats on me, like, bye-bye, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And it's another thing when that actually happens in the whole situation, the circumstances and all that, you know? Yeah. So, I would say to our listeners, like, you know, tread lightly on this, be open, and definitely sit down and consider your non-negotiables. And if you're in a relationship, like, think about these things, you know, what are your non-negotiables working towards marriage or working towards a long-term relationship? And, you know, have you changed being with your partner? Has your partner changed? And you know, just some self-reflection.
No, I think you nailed it, Sage. And I was like, I don't think we can really say, like, more on it and stuff.
No,
you
we did
wrap it up, like, really nicely and stuff. Like, then we asked, like, can you change in a relationship? Maybe. Like, see above, like, what we said, like, maybe. So Sage, I think you honestly, like, wrapped up this topic, like, perfectly. It's like, yes, it depends. And, like, you were not responsible for your spouse's actions, and, like, changes in belief, I think, is so powerful. I think, like, someone who's listening needs to be able to walk away from this and know that, like, it's not on you. You know, we all know that. I think at a level we've heard that, like, you know, we can't control other people's actions. That also can, like, means your spouse too.
Yeah.
Like, you are not responsible. And I think as women, we also, like, you know, go in caretaker mode and stuff. Oh, yeah. But we also need to caretake ourselves and make sure that, like, the changes around us are that are happening, you are always allowed to check in and be like, am I happy right now? Is this okay with something that I have? And again, like, you don't have to own your partner's actions. And I think that's really powerful. I love, like, so today, like, we are wrapping up this segment with one of my favorite segments that we do. Sage, before we actually wrap up though, like, is there any final thing that you want to say to our audience about change and relationships before we go on to our next segment?
No, I honestly think that it was good. The only thing I would say is, like, you know, I think our audience knows me by now. If you ask me a question, you're really not going to get a yes or no answer. You're just going to get a discussion and a great answer. And you're probably going to leave more frustrated than you started because now you have 10 more things to think about. And you're welcome because the older I get, the more gray my life becomes. And I am now finally at a place where I'm just comfortable with the gray. And I'm like,
that's good.
Life doesn't have to be black and white. It's usually not black and white. I mean, there are some, like, slavery is wrong, black, white. Okay. but, like, you know, there are some obvious ones, you know, but there's a lot of gray. And I think the sooner we become more comfortable with that, the less stress and the less pressure we'll have on things like relationships. You know, things like, you know, should we change, asking these questions. So that's it, but I'm ready to go to the segment. Today's segment is called Today's Tea. And this is where Janet and I just get a few minutes just to go off on whatever it is we need to go off on. Janet.
Girl, let me go off on something. Okay. Here's the thing. Floridians, it's you. I'm looking at motherfucking you. Put on a turn signal and go the speed limit. That's it. That's all. That is what I have to say right now. Like, first off, like, the season, summertime used to be amazing because the snowbirds went home, but no, everybody fucking moved here full time. So all these roads are still fucking busy and there's too many people that are not putting on turn signals and too many people that are going slow that are like, hey, look, we live in paradise. Let's go 20 when it's 40 miles an hour. Like, fuck you. Like, some of us have to go somewhere. Okay. Like, that's it.
Okay.
That's
it. We got to get going, y'all. Thank you for that, Janet. My tea today is on Putin and the war in Ukraine. Let me just tell you, Mr. Pooty 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 Poo, I cannot afford this war anymore. Okay. If inflation gets any more inflated, we're going to pop. Okay. So you need to just be done. We are now, they're like shutting down certain things to, like, conserve energy for the winter to make sure we all have heat for the winter.
Yeah. Americans, we don't even realize what Europeans are going through right now for the sake of us and what we're doing to, like, stop Putin. Like, Europe is a real one right now. Germany for real too. You guys are taking it. Like, yeah, it is not okay. This inflation is not okay. That's also something, like, we have got, like, Biden, you know, I'm a Democrat. You all know I'm liberal as fuck, but, like, this is not okay. Like, I am paying
too much for groceries.
I cannot afford this.
Yes. I shouldn't complain because we used to pay about 70 euros a week for groceries for a family of four, which I know to Americans, this is like, that is cheap. That is super cheap. Okay. I know that, but it went from 70 a week to 120. That is our inflation mark right there for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, I don't want to complain because most Americans I know spend 120, 200 plus a week on groceries, like, as a regular rule, you know? But, like, for us, it's just like emptying my freaking pocketbook and stop it.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like an extra 20% is extra 20% everywhere. Nobody's like, I haven't heard anybody getting, like, a pay boost. Like, no one's getting, like, an extra, like, surplus. And I'm looking around here for part-time jobs and I just okay. Another thing, the audacity of some of these business owners, like these, like, also fuck you. If you were not trying to pay $15 an hour right now, like, you're trying to skirt in until 2 years from now where it has to be 15, like, the don't grandfather yourself. If you can't afford to pay 15 bucks an hour, you're a shitty business person and you need to look at your business. Like, that is ridiculous. Like, that, I'm like, it is minimum $1,500 for a one bedroom in Bradenton. Like, check your fucking selves. Like,
oh my God.
It's unacceptable to be paying people to just not pay their bills. Like, anyway, yeah, we got a lot of today's tea. It is too much. Like, bills are high, traffic is slow, and it's hot.
Like, and it's hot. We had 100 degrees today up here in Germany with no AC. Okay.
Oh my God. I also can't even imagine no AC right now. Like, hell to the motherfucking no. So also, there's some tea, there's some anger.
I'm wondering if we should turn today's tea into the audacity, because I really liked what you said, the audacity. Maybe we're changing the segment name. We'll talk about it later. Okay.
Oh my God. I love the audacity of these people. Audacity. So, please share with us what your tea, the audacity of that's happening in your life. If you agree with us on these freaking prices, like Putin going crazy, or also if you just want to share what you think about what we were saying about, can you change in a relationship? If you agree with us where it's a gray issue, or do you think it is more black and white than what we're saying? If you, whatever you're feeling, please subscribe and share to Florida Grown Femmes. If you have not already left a review, please do, because when you do, that gets us in front of new people who haven't heard about our show. And it also just means the world to us. And if you haven't already done so, or if you really want to, it would mean a lot to us if you screenshot this episode, share it to your story, tag us so we can share it to our story as well, because you guys are the best. We love you all. And until next time,
see you later.